Welcome to Leading Lights, Indigenous men and women who have left a trail of inspiration for others.
Mary Two Axel Murray, a Mohawk from Gowakané, Quebec, changed the lives of thousands of Indigenous women and their children when she undertook a long and tedious equal rights campaign. The campaign was for women who lost their Indian status, rights, and benefits under the law when they married non-Indians. In 1985, largely because of Two Axel Murray's effort, Parliament passed legislation amending the Indian Act to eliminate the discrimination that penalized status Indians who were women, while permitting men to marry whom they choose without sanctions and to provide a reinstatement process. Once reinstated, the woman could reclaim their rights under the Act.
And now in Cree.
Mary Two Axel Murray Mohawk, which is Ganawage, Quebec, Miskuptum, Pimatsun, which is Kitumitata, Tumtanawinui, Squibak. Egwa utawasim suwawa ispi ebmpaitat kinwes emchumna kinwes kwea skapam nitik iskwewak pampaitigewun. Pimpaitigewun ute anigi iskwewak kawanitasik utapun kaskitawin egwa vichitunante weswonik ispi ka gitu wikimatik namoy ene hiawwit. Ispi 1985 usamu tsepogo Two Axel Murray. So we get to scale in Parliament ki saputawak resuwens e tagwastwatik Indian Act kapaktinagik pagwatunute ka aksutik inwak iskwewagange egwa kapaktinitik napewak ka kituwigi mat awyak egwa namoy nantwag espaik egwa ka wewga iskwewak ka aksutik ka weka aksutik iskwewak ka we ka tenmak ukas
Indian Act. On October 4, 1911, she was born Mary Two Axel on the Mohawk Reserve of Montreal's South Shore. At age 18, she moved to Brooklyn, New York, and a few years later married an Irish-American electrical engineer, Edward Early. They had two children, Edward and Rosemary. Marrying a non-Indigenous man meant that Two Axel Murray lost her Indian status under provisions of the Indian Act passed in 1876. While the Indigenous people themselves had not previously regarded women as second-class citizens, the law reflected the Victorian European notion that women were legally the possessions of their husbands. Losing her status rights meant that Two Axel Murray could not live on the reserve where she was born, own land there, participate in the band's political life, vote in its elections, or be buried there. At the time, this was little concern to Two Axel Murray.
It's be October 4, 1911, Igni Tauget, Mary Two Axel, Anta Mohawk, Askiganik, Montreal, South Shore. It's be 18, Eta Tapunet, Gispe to Brooklyn, New York, Egwamwestas, Gigitwigimo, Irish American Electric Engineer, Edward Early, Kiayawe Wagnis Owasa, Edward Egwa Rosemary, Gagitwigmak Munyaunapeo, Egota Ewanita and Kinehiawin, Kipimitsahamik, Indian Act, Gagi Sapunamik, 1876. Ata inwa gwistoa na moyote kenoa pamewak iskwewaisi second last ais inwa. We asuwewanski wapama wanta Victorian European ite itamun. Awaiswew gyabitse te pimgut unapema. Kawani itat utaksuun Two Axel Murray na moya ka gigi wigu uskengani. Itagagini tauget apu ka te peitagaski. Kawitiwet pimpataunik apu eguta kan nahinit. XP Giguatagemo Two Axel Murray.
In 1967, she founded the provincial organization Equal Rights for Indian Women, which later became the National Indian Rights for Indian Women. Two Axel Murray wrote many letters, made many passionate speeches, and presented submissions to government task forces and ministers. On June 28, 1985, almost two decades after Mary Two Axel Murray began her campaign, the Parliament of Canada passed Bill C-31. Bill C-31 restored status and membership rights to thousands who had married non-Indigenous. Two generations of children were also given Indian status immediately. It was estimated that more than 16,000 women and 46,000 first-generation descendants were eligible to benefit.
Ispi 1967, Kimachiptam, Kapiskitastag Mamomintun, Pegun Pamingewinu te Inu Iskwewak. Muistaski itagun uta aski inu kaskita onna ute inu iskwewak. Two Axel Murray ki masna hammitset masnaigana. Mitset metune ki tima geimuun piikiskweuna. Egwa ki itsa amuewak ki te ugimannaak egwa pamin huewak. Ispi, June 28, 1984, Kegats Nista Nowaskia, Mary Tuak, Salkima, Jewabayu, Uche Pimpatao in Parliament of Canada, Saputemagan, Bill C-31. Bill C-31, Ucheka Weuge, Ga Akshachik Ewa, Itaka Uchizik, Kitimitata Tumtano, Ga Kitiwigimachik, Egayene Yawit, Nisu Anskats, Awasak Semak, Kimiawak Inuak Suin. Nanto aywak 16,000 iskwewak ewa 46,000 nistam anskatswagu maganwawa ki takswak kiki kaskihwak.
On January 5, 1985, Tuak's Early became the first person in Canada to regain her status when she was presented with written confirmation by the Minister of Indian Affairs and Northern Development, David Crombie. The minister had said there was no greater tribute for her many years of work than to let history record that she be the first person to have her rights restored under the new legislation. Mary Tuak Early died of respiratory failure on August 21, 1996, in Ganawake at the age of 84.
Ispi July 5, 1985, Tuak Early gita gunsta maisino ta Canada kawe gatnak utak sun ispi ewa pahtiwit emaslega teguche Minister of Indian Affairs ewa Northern Development David Crombie. Upamenweo, ito metone ke se miutu tatu chimichet aski ya toskeon iguk pechinawe, kumasnaiga te wensta maisinu kawe gatnak ukaskitaon anta uske wesuonik. Mary Tuak Early, kinagataskeoche uye heunik namoya kwe ask ispi August 21st, 1996, anta kanwage he tatapunet 84.